Have you ever finished an entire meal without tasting a single bite? Walked from your car to your front door with no memory of the journey? Sat through a conversation with someone you love only to realize you absorbed nothing they said? This isn't forgetfulness. It's the modern human condition. We've become experts at physical presence while mastering mental absence, our thoughts perpetually shuttling between yesterday's regrets and tomorrow's anxieties. The Vietnamese Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh spent decades teaching a revolutionary antidote to this fragmentation, the radical act of simply being where you are, not as a mystical achievement requiring years of monastery life, but as an immediately available practice woven into washing dishes, breathing, walking to your mailbox. What if peace isn't something to attain, but something to remember, a birthright we've temporarily forgotten? Mindfulness begins with breath, so ordinary we barely notice it, yet extraordinarily powerful. When anxiety floods your body, conscious breathing reunites mind and body. Feel the cool air entering your nostrils, your chest expanding, the warm exhale releasing. Your breath anchors you in turbulent waters. While thoughts pull you toward past regrets or future rehearsals, breath exists only now. You can't breathe yesterday's air or tomorrow's oxygen, only this breath, this moment. Traffic, waiting in line, lying awake, these become opportunities to silently note in, out, or use phrases like calm, ease. Walking meditation transforms anxious steps into movements that generate peace. Your hallway, driveway, the path to the restroom, any surface becomes sacred with full presence. Let breathing set the rhythm, perhaps 3 steps per in-breath, 3 per out-breath. Feel your foot lifting, moving through air, contacting earth. That walk to check mail, those steps to answer the door, each becomes a chance to generate calm rather than scatter it. We eat constantly, yet barely experience it. Scrolling while chewing, working through lunch, mentally elsewhere. Each meal offers a profound opportunity to recognize your connection with sun, rain, soil, and countless hands that brought this nourishment to your plate. Mindful eating begins before the first bite. Set the table with care. Take 3 conscious breaths. Look at the people sharing this meal. Really look, seeing them fresh rather than through familiarity's blur. That tomato contains transformed sunshine. The bread holds farmers, millers, and bakers' labor. Chew slowly, tasting fully. Put your fork down between bites. Notice texture, temperature, flavor. This isn't about rigid rules, but waking up to an experience you've sleepwalked through. The kitchen itself transforms when approached mindfully. Washing dishes becomes meditation. Feel the warm water, watch light play on soap bubbles, notice surfaces becoming clean. Create a small altar, a candle, a flower, a meaningful object reminding you that cooking and cleaning are acts of love. When you approach daily tasks this way, the boundary between sacred and mundane dissolves. Most people feel desperately unheard, even within their families, creating isolation more painful than solitude. Deep listening is a practice of love. When someone speaks, bring full attention through mindful breathing, your only intention relieving their suffering, not fixing or judging. If irritation arises, breathe until it passes. If you can't listen compassionately, acknowledge this honestly and request to continue later. Loving speech partners with deep listening. Before speaking, ask, is it true? Is it necessary? Is it kind? Words carry tremendous power to heal or harm. Mindful speech waters seeds of compassion rather than anger. Beginning anew repairs relationships when resentments accumulate through 4 steps: expressing appreciation, acknowledging regrets, sharing hurts, and requesting support. This honest recognition prevents small misunderstandings from calcifying into permanent walls. Even hugging becomes meditation. 3 conscious breaths while embracing, fully present to this person, this moment, recognizing that nothing lasts forever. Anger arrives like a crying baby demanding attention. Mindfulness offers a radical approach. Hold your anger tenderly, like a mother embracing her distressed child. This doesn't mean indulging anger. It means recognizing it as a visitor, not your identity. When anger arises, stop. Don't speak. Don't act. Return to your breath. Breathing in, I know anger is here. Breathing out, I care for my anger. You're creating space around it, like sky holding clouds. During intense feelings, sit with a straight back and focus on your breath at your belly, not your head where thoughts swirl. Close the windows of your senses. Don't feed the storm with more input. Before addressing difficulties, nourish yourself with happiness first. Breathing in, I'm aware of joy in myself. This creates a foundation of strength from which to work with pain. Then, gently approach difficulty. Breathing in, I'm aware of this painful feeling. Breathing out, I release tension around it. Rest isn't weakness, it's wisdom. Animals instinctively rest when ill, directing all energy toward healing. Deep relaxation allows your body's innate healing capacity to work. Adults often dismiss children's perspectives, believing experience equals wisdom. This creates suffering. Children feel unseen, adults disconnected. To truly love children, deeply listen to their actual experiences rather than assumptions. Practice loving speech and deep listening with children as you would adults. When your child speaks, listen without interruption or immediate correction. Though small, children carry profound insights and needs you may have overlooked. Walking meditation becomes play when shared with children. Take their hand and walk slowly together, sharing your stability while receiving their freshness. When children experience overwhelming emotions, hold them and breathe together. Hold my hand, we'll breathe together. Your calm becomes theirs. Teach older children to carry a pebble for when upset, holding it while breathing and acknowledging feelings. Breathing in, I know I'm angry. Breathing out, I'm taking good care of my anger. Create a breathing room in your home, a corner with cushions, a bell, a flower, where anyone overwhelmed can practice breathing for 10 or 15 minutes. This prevents emotional explosions and teaches children that feelings are manageable. True solitude isn't physical isolation. It's establishing yourself firmly in this moment, regardless of circumstances. Without this capacity, you become internally impoverished, with little to offer others. Begin with physical solitude, then maintain inner solitude when surrounded by others. This isn't disconnection, it's genuine connection that comes from first relating honestly to yourself. Genuine silence emerges from within, the absence of internal disturbance, when endless mental commentary finally quiets. This isn't creating artificial silence separate from daily activities, but cultivating inner quietude within everything you do. Our overscheduled lives fuel stress and depression. We've mistaken constant busyness for meaningful living. A lazy day offers freedom from schedules, letting the day unfold naturally, confronting the fear driving our busyness. The quality of your being determines the quality of your doing. In a world selling productivity as virtue, we've forgotten the most radical act, being fully present for our own lives. Your breath hasn't abandoned you. The earth still supports each step. Peace isn't hiding in future achievement or distant monasteries. It's here, in this breath, this step, this moment. The question isn't whether you can find it. It's, will you finally stop running long enough to recognize what's already yours?